Autonomous vehicles may be years from ruling the roads in Australia, but trials have already begun at selected sites in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. One of those test locations is a little unexpected. It's a retirement village in northern New South Wales. Penny Timms from the ABC specialist reporting team has been taking a closer look.
Are you waiting for the bus, Scott, are you?
I am.
It's a cool winter's morning in Taormina on the New South Wales north coast, and 79-year-old Yvonne Burton is sitting at the bus stop in her retirement village. But it's no ordinary bus she's waiting for. Her lift to her weekly art class is an electric automated vehicle, or AV.
Well, I think we're very lucky to have this experience.
The driverless on-demand AV is nicknamed the Bus Bot. To order it, residents are encouraged to use a smartphone app, though that is taking some getting used to, so most use a computer or they call the main office for help.
People are quite happy to use technology, but I love it. I have no trouble with it at all. But then I'm not exactly older yet. We have a lot of people here in their 90s.
Fellow resident Keith Francis is also on board the bus.
You know, it's terrific for the older people who no longer have cars. They can just ring up, or if they're computer literate, they can use a computer and order it.
For people who perhaps have never seen one before, how would you describe it?
A little butterbox with six seats. But look, it rides very smoothly. It goes over speed humps and yeah, it's really nice to ride in. Really smooth. You can't hear it running. Yeah, it's good.
Inside the same hall where Yvonne Burton's art class is held, 93-year-old Betty Fleming and her friend Margaret Wright are practicing playing the ukulele. Light sun is streaming in through the window, providing some welcome warmth. Betty Fleming also uses the AV to get to these weekly lessons.
I live quite a distance, well, for older people. So it's very handy to be able to take your instruments, you know, usually quite a big book that we take, and to have something to go down in is really good, yes.
She liked the AV the moment she saw it.
Oh, I thought it was rather cute. You know, it's a funny feeling just to sit there and the thing starts to move.
The quiet, controlled environment of the retirement village with its low speed limit is the perfect place to test the latest in AV technology. Globally, there are five levels of automation. Level one has features like driver assist and inputs like cruise control, but essentially you drive the vehicle. Developers are in a race to manufacture an AV at a level five. That's where it does everything and needs no human driver or input. Level 5 doesn't yet exist commercially. The vehicle used in the Taormina trial is level 4. There's no steering wheel, but there is a touch screen which can be used by an attendant to override the robotics. At the moment, that falls to a group of former bus drivers, including Kev Parker, who was today's attendant.
We're just a senior attendant on the bus to make sure that everything goes right, as it's a trial period. If there's a car in the way, the bus can't decide to go around it. That's our decision. Then we get the manual device and drive around the car.
But this trial has already highlighted some important issues, especially around how the technology needs to be improved for older people who might have mobility issues. In Taormina, the attendants on board the AV have been able to help where technology cannot. This trial is being conducted for the New South Wales government. Evan Walker is the director of the Smart Innovation Centre with Transport for New South Wales.
We really want to trial the technology and understand what use cases there are for our customers. We want to know what value it's going to have and how we can support industry and our other partners who work in the sector.
He thinks it's imperative each state and territory does its own studies so the results can be fed back into a national network to support AVs while helping to share our understanding of the technology Australia-wide.
We're a market that takes vehicles nowadays. We don't manufacture vehicles in the country anymore. So all the jurisdictions really need to work together to make sure we set the right blueprint across the country, especially when it comes to regulations and some of those crossover technology issues, to make sure that vehicles can drive between New South Wales and, say, Victoria or Queensland.
Evan Walker says he'd like to see the technology hit open Australian roads by the mid-2020s. That's where Marcus Burke, who is the Director of AVs at the National Transport Commission, comes in. He's responsible for developing the regulatory framework to support AVs here, an area where Australia is considered to be a world leader.
So we initially looked at what the barriers were to these vehicles running on our roads, and we looked across existing legislation and found over 700 barriers in different state, territory and federal laws. Coming from that initial work, we have been looking at three key areas. One around safety and how we manage the safety of these vehicles. The second area is looking at insurance. And thirdly, around data and privacy issues that arise from the data generated by these vehicles.
Regulations around those areas are expected to be rolled out at various stages over the next 2 years. During that time, AV technology will continue to improve. Marcus Burke again.
In California, the main test that is actually, or main metric that is used for trials is around disengagement. So how frequently the vehicle actually hands back control to a safety driver. The top companies now are reporting only one disengagement every 11,000 miles, which doesn't mean they've solved all of the issues yet, but I think is an illustration of how much they have improved over recent years. So what we would expect to see in the next 3 to 5 years is some small commercial deployments, likely again in limited areas, either around inner cities or on freeways, that people are able to start accessing and using.
That's Marcus Burke there, who's the Director of AVs at the National Transport Commission, Penny Timms, with that report. Quite fascinating hearing how enthusiastic they were about those experiments.